It's been 10 years since the state's high court ordered New York to pay billions for bilking state schools out of funding. But a report by the Alliance for Quality Education finds the state still owes $4.8 billion from that judgment, largely to schools in high-need communities. Alliance Executive Director Billy Easton says his group, parents, teachers, and legislators will spend the next several months pushing Governor Andrew Cuomo to pay up.
What we want to see is quality investment in our schools. If the state had been doing its job all along, our schools, those that are struggling, would be doing better. The vast majority of our schools are doing well, but they're still underfunded, and the local taxpayers can't do it in property taxes.
The report also uses state data to break down the amounts owed to schools based on each legislator's school district. Easton and other advocates are urging Governor Cuomo to commit some of this year's expected budget surplus to paying this debt.
The state has a $2.7 billion recurring surplus. There's also options for how else they could generate money by taxing millionaires and hedge fund managers to pay their fair share in order to fund our schools.
He says the group is planning a number of activities to shine a light on the issue, including a rally at the state capitol today. He predicts hundreds will attend. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.